Warren Leon's book is all about choices, choices that often affect the environment.
Every day, people have to decide what to eat. How am I going to get around from one place to another? What electronic appliances am I going to use? We are confronted literally with hundreds of decisions about what to buy and what to do.
But Dr. Warren Leon says some things matter more than others, and his book helps consumers sort out which choices really make an environmental difference. Leon is with the Union of Concerned Scientists and co-author of The Consumer's Guide to Effective Environmental Choices.
Before I wrote the book, I had my own sort of prejudices and my own opinions, but I didn't have hard answers. And it seemed ridiculous to me that neither I nor the average person could find hard answers to the simple questions about what is it that's important to do for the environment and what doesn't matter.
So Dr. Leon identified four environmental problems consumers directly affect. They are air pollution, water pollution, global warming, and altering habitat. Leon then created a system for quantifying the environmental effects of different products and put hundreds of typical household purchases to the test. Some of the conclusions were surprising, like whether to choose paper or plastic at the grocery store. Dr. Leon gives this advice.
Don't worry about it. One choice is not significantly better than the other. Choose whichever is most convenient. And don't angst and worry about every little plastic bag and styrofoam cup that you use. A few plastic bags over the course of a week or a year, a few plastic forks, is not going to destroy the entire environment.
The same thing goes for disposable diapers. Dr. Leon says they're no better or worse than cloth. In other words, don't sweat the small stuff. Instead, Leon suggests a few key areas where individual choices really do matter. Some of them are fairly obvious, like buying fuel-efficient cars, cutting back on how much you drive, and reducing energy use at home. But it might be harder to swallow some of the other recommendations in the book. For example, there's a comparison between the environmental effects that result from raising beef, chicken, or grain crops. Dr. Leon says eating beef is one of the most environmentally damaging choices you can make.
It uses about 5 times as much water. It causes much greater use of land. It causes greater air pollution. And it's a significant problem.
But Leon adds it doesn't mean you have to give up beef entirely. He says just cutting back a little can make a significant environmental impact. It's this kind of straightforward advice Betsy Taylor says people are hungry for.
I think the book is a terrific aid for people who want to do the right thing and aren't sure how to do it.
Taylor is executive director of the Center for a New American Dream, a nonprofit group focusing on the environmental effects of overconsumption. But even though she shares some of the same goals as Warren Leon, Taylor says she worries that his book may be a little too nonchalant when it comes to some consumer choices. For example, the grocery bag debate.
There are environmental groups who say, well, that matters a lot. It's not a small thing. If we all used canvas bags, we'd be having a huge impact. So I have mixed feelings. A few of the small things that they dismissed, I disagreed with.
According to Dr. Leon, the point isn't that grocery bags or diapers don't make an environmental impact. They certainly do. But he says what really matters is setting priorities and giving people enough information to make educated decisions.
If we can get out good information to people, ultimately people will make good choices.
The Consumer's Guide to Effective Environmental Choices is published by Three Rivers Press and is available in most bookstores. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson.